well, well. Look who's finally home. No, I don't want to hear it. Whatever excuse you're about to give me, just save it. Do you know what day it is? Yes, it's Sunday. Well, nearly Monday now, but technically... No. No, I know that. I'm not mad about you staying out so late, even though you do have school tomorrow, and you need to start getting more sleep. I worry about you. I mean, what's special about today? Specifically, this day. This Sunday. Think hard. Yes, exactly. It's Mother's Day. So what? So what? I cannot believe you would say that to me. Me? Your own mother. Stepmother, yes, if you want to be technical about it. We may not be blood, but I'm your mother all the same. I know it's only been 6 months. I remember. But I moved in here over a year ago. Ever since then, I've been taking care of you, day in and day out, tirelessly. I didn't ask you to acknowledge me last Mother's Day, did I? No, I was patient. Didn't say a word. Not one. I pushed my hurt feelings deep down and sealed them up with a smile on my face, like a good mother would. But now, I'm married to your father. I'm here at your beck and call, doting on you with motherly affection. And this is how you repay me. By calling me stepmother? No, it's not about the name. It's how you use it. Like a weapon. Like you're beating me over the head with it. When all I'm trying to do is connect to you. No, I'll be fine. But thank you for caring. I accept your apology. Why are you still trying to argue with me? Please, let's not fight. Not on such a wonderful, important day like today. So, what did you get me? Nothing? Surely you're joking. There must be a card behind your back or flowers. Nothing. You got me nothing. That's what I mean to you then, is it? Nothing? No. No. You don't get to go to your room. Not until I'm finished. This is my day, after all. Don't you know how much I've done for you? Don't you appreciate any of it? No, you will let me finish, and then you may speak. Three months ago, you threw a party when your father and I were out of town. I didn't say anything to him, even though I could have. I found stains underneath the couch cushion. I don't know what you spilled there. Wine, cocktail, something. But I took care of it. And you think, I don't know about that secret Snapchat of yours. Oh, yes. I found that quite easily. Your dad might be gullible enough to believe you, but I'm not. A mother knows her children. As if all you snap about is school and homework. Studying at the library. Memes you got off some middle-aged woman's Facebook. He doesn't know you like I do. No one does. Not even that little slut girlfriend of yours. I'll talk about her however I want. It's true, though, isn't it? She opens her legs for you. I'm sorry. That was inappropriate of me. I just get so worked up thinking about her. She's not good enough for you. You have to know that. I don't think you've ever really been told how special you are. Not just to me, but as a person. You are just so amazing and fantastic and much, much too good for that whore. Regardless, I haven't told him about the two of you fucking, but I could. I haven't told him about how late you've been coming home. Not just on the weekends, either. He has no idea, of course. How you manage to keep your grades up is beyond me, but, well, I've always known how smart you are. Come. Sit at the table. So, what are we going to do about this? Really? I'm a bitch. How dare you talk to your mother that way? I am your mother. You shut your mouth. I just love you so much. How is it so hard for you to just accept that? To just take the gift of my love for you and to give me yours in return? I've been working so hard to show you how much I care. How much you mean to me. You don't even know the things I've been doing. What I told you just then? That's the tip of the iceberg. You think I just stay at home all day, don't you? Clean the house, do some laundry, watch a soap opera or two? Is that all you think of me? All you think that I am? You have no idea. I pull all the strings, sweetie. Every single fucking one. Oh, you don't believe me? No, I'm just the gold-digging bimbo that tricked your dad into putting a ring on it. A glorified prostitute. It's convenient, being so attractive. Big breasts, big hair, big diamond on your finger, and a lilt in your voice. You don't even have to spell it out for them. People just assume. Which is fine by me. It's better that way. And that way, nobody sees you coming. You want proof? I don't keep receipts. Not unless I need to. Why would I want evidence lying around? In this way, it's your word against mine. And while I'm the doting Stepford wife with cotton for a brain, You're the kid who stayed out all night and threw a raging party while your parents were away, so I know who I'd believe. And honestly, most of it isn't even bad. Not really. In fact, you should be thanking me. All the good things that have happened to you? It was me. Every single time. What do I mean? Before I tell you, phone on the table. I need to know you're not recording this. Finally, doing as you're told for once. Thank you. You remember that kid? The one who was giving you trouble in class? Bothering you? Bullying you? Giving you shit? Yeah, that little weasel fucker. And you remember how one day he just left? Transferred schools and never came back? Kill him? Jeez, who do you think I am? No, honey, nothing like that. No, I took a golf club to his leg. Nothing too drastic. I tried talking some sense into him first, like any good parent would. Tried to reason with him. But he didn't see it my way, so I had to take action. Just really drive the point home. See what I did there? Drive, it's a golf pun. No, I wore a mask, gloves, black and head to toe. But right before that club connected with his kneecap, through the fear and panic in his eyes, I could tell that he knew. He knew he'd fucked with the wrong mother. And after that, well, his parents up and moved. Like Christmas come early, wasn't it? You're welcome. Crazy. Oh, sweetie, I'm not crazy. Just wait till you have kids, then you'll understand. A mom would do anything for her children. Anything. She only wants them to have what's best. And all she asks in return is a little gratitude. Flowers, a card, breakfast in bed. Could be burnt toast and orange juice, who cares? It's a thought that counts. And you've been awfully thoughtless. I figured maybe you just didn't get it. Didn't know how much I cared about you. All the things I've done. I keep it close to my chest. Not just for legal reasons, but you gotta stay humble, keep up appearances. And my appearance just happens to be my greatest weapon. There's more, if you wanna hear it. Like your C-minus in geometry, how it was brought up to an A. Oh, it wasn't through hard work, I can tell you that. At least not yours. I earned that grade. For you. Or when your uncle died last spring. You know, the alcoholic, the one who liked to beat your aunt until she cried. The one everyone hated. I could tell you so much about that. I don't want to, though. Not really. I don't need to. I'm happy to just sit behind the scenes, watch, and react as necessary. Because your happiness, my darling, it's all that matters to me. What do I want? Oh, you silly, you know what I want. Just three little words are enough, at least for today. Well, I love you too, but that's not it. Just repeat after me. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Now come here. Give me a hug. That's all I wanted. Just a little gratitude from my very special darling child. Now go on. It's late. Go off to bed, get some sleep. You have school in the morning. And you have to stop by the store after to get me those flowers in that card, don't you? That's right, baby. Oh, and don't forget your phone. There you go. I love you, honey. Sweet dreams.